Greetings, everyone. This is Terry Naturally with another edition of Terry Talks Nutrition. We're here every weekend, same time, same station. You can't miss us. If you're here now, you know where we are. And we'll be here all the time on the weekend. We're not going anywhere. So tell your friends, family, relatives, whoever, if they want to be healthy, you can't trust your doctor. You can't trust drugs. You can't trust the drug companies. They love sick people. That's their customer. The sicker the country, the more money they're going to make. They know it. And then when you have side effects from the drugs, then you're going to be taking more drugs to eliminate the side effects of the previous drugs. You're not going to be healthy unless you take responsibility of your health. And all diseases, which I don't call diseases anymore, I call them metabolic disorders. Your body is out of order. Your body is out of balance, caused by our lifestyle choices. 98%, get that, 98% of all so-called diseases are not caused by being unfortunate or being unlucky, or you feel that God is mad at you. All these diseases are caused by our choices, our lifestyle choices. What we eat, what degree we have for exercise, how well we sleep, and how much we sleep, and not burning the candle at both ends, not eating a junk diet, not eating garbage, not eating the American diet. The American diet is a disaster. Standard American diet. The cinnamon is SAD. Sad diet. That's the American diet. And that's why we have so many overweight people. In the 1970s, 6% of Americans were obese. Today it's 60%, 6-0, 60% of Americans are obese. And by the year 2050, they predict, unless we make drastic changes in the way we live, everyone will be obese. That means everyone's going to be unhealthy and a high, high risk of all the diseases. We choose to have our health. Now, maybe we didn't come into this life in the best of health, but we can change that. If we have not done too much damage over the decades, we can change all that. We can become healthier. And it doesn't take much to become healthier. We can abuse our body for decades. Now, I'm not saying you should, because that would be crazy. But we can unknowingly, because we didn't know we had choices, we didn't know that's why we have our health based on choices, but we are the only ones responsible for our health. No one else, just you and I. If you're unhealthy, you can become healthier. Depends on how much damage you've already done before you decide to take responsibility for your health. Yes, within 3 to 6 months after making a huge decision to change your diet, because if you change your diet to a healthy diet, you change your health to a healthy health, a healthy lifestyle. You can do it. I've talked to people all over the country, and they're changing their lives, changing their health, by changing their lifestyle choices. So we're always here to encourage you to make those better choices for better health. And today we're going to talk about a variety of topics that will help you get your health under control. We'll talk about, do you have sinus infection, sinus inflammation? We'll talk about how to have sinus health care. We'll talk about a new name for the same problem, fatty liver disease. 18% of children have a fatty liver, and 40 to 50% of adults have a fatty liver. You can't detect it. There's no signs. There's no aches or pains. But your liver is being replaced by fat, reducing the ability for the liver to function. We'll talk about cancer prevention. That's where it all starts. We'll talk about prescription drugs that are used by older adults. And remember, when you go to bed, for both you and your children, turn off all the lights. And we'll talk about the herb of the day, Greek mountain tea. Not really a tea, but it can be a capsule filled with Greek mountain tea, which was at one time just a tea, but now it's available in the U.S. as a capsule. So you don't have to make a tea, but you can just swallow the capsules. AFib is becoming more and more common. And you know that sitting all day will kill you, or can kill you, or raise your risk of killing you. And there are a couple of tips I want to talk about relieving constipation. So we have a full docket of information to share with you today. So let's start with some signs, some symptoms that you may have a problem with regarding your sinuses. Now, if you have pain around and behind the eyes and on the face, you may have sinus infection or sinus inflammation. Headaches, a stuffed up nose, or nasal discharge and post-nasal drip. Or you could have a toothache or tooth sensitivity. I have heard from people that have gone to their dentist because they said, I have a toothache. And the dentist said, you have no problems with your teeth, which is the common occurrence that you have a sinus condition, not a tooth condition. And a cough at night. Bad breath. And then there are two things to understand about your sinus congestion. Inflammation and cilia. Underlying cause of sinus congestion is inflammation, primarily in the sinus glands associated with viral infection, bacterial infection, exposure to fungi, especially when the immune system is weak, allergies, and inflammation of the sinuses triggers increased mucus production, and normally the little hair-like projections inside the sinus glands flutter and move to push the mucus out. Can you see a field of wheat and how the wheat might move in the wind? That's what these little hair-like projections do. They kind of weave back and forth inside the sinus glands. They flutter and they move back and forth to continue to push the phlegm and mucus out of your sinus cavities. Bacterial or viral infections can damage the cilia so they do not move anymore. They're stiff or they move very slowly. So now congestion does not drain and the sinus glands fill up with phlegm and mucus. Now, what about antibiotics for sinus infection? Well, 85 to 98% of sinus infections that antibiotics are prescribed as a treatment. But whoa, antibiotics kill off bacteria. But the majority of infections of the sinus are viral infections. So antibiotics will not work. 64% of people with allergies and sinus problems do not do anything to relieve their symptoms. You might ask why. Well, maybe because 2 out of 5 sinus sufferers, those that have sinus infection or sinus inflammation, say their sinuses or allergy medication does not work. Does not work. Medication doesn't do a thing. But you can stop sinus congestion with essential plant oils or essential oils. And the two best and the most researched essential oils, concentrated essential plant oils that are safe for internal use. Many essential oils should not be used internally, only topical. And then they should be diluted. But that does not apply to all essential oils. There are 2 very, very safe essential oils that you can swallow orally that will relieve your congestion of your sinuses and stop the inflammation. And those 2 are eucalyptus and myrtle. Oil of eucalyptus and oil of myrtle. Both of these are natural anti-inflammatories. They both have antiviral and antibacterial activity. Now you are killing off both viral infection and bacterial infection. Drugs can't do that. Antibiotics kill off bacteria, but the majority of sinus congestion is caused by viral infection. And they will increase the activity of these little hair-like projections that move out the mucus more quickly and more effectively. They open up the airways so he can breathe. And these are ideal for any type of respiratory congestion. Asthma, COPD, cold and flu. And what you should be taking is about 160 to 320 milligrams of the combination of eucalyptus and myrtle up to 3 times daily, or whenever you feel you need it. This is the way to eliminate congestion of the sinuses and eliminate infection and inflammation and no side effects. Now, drugs always have side effects. Some are only mild. Some can really kill you. Actually, some drugs, in the leaflet of the drug, says the side effect caused death, may cause death. Now, that's a pretty serious side effect. Do you want to think about that? When you're taking drugs, you could kill yourself. The risk is there for many, many drugs. If you can do something for yourself naturally, would that make more sense? So for sinus congestion, sinus inflammation, sinus infection, use the oils, eucalyptus and myrtle, in a combination of about 160 to 320 milligrams several times a day. So now let's talk about your liver. Fatty liver disease. Now they have a new name for it. You know, fatty liver disease was common in alcoholics because alcoholics damaged the liver from the alcohol and set up a series of fatty infiltration of the liver. So healthy liver cells were replaced by fat. That was one of the top reasons for having fatty liver disease. But now there is a new type of fatty liver disease, which is non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, not caused by alcohol. What's it caused from? Might surprise you, but it's caused by sugar. Sugar is damaging the liver. And then they have metabolic dysfunction. So they have liver disease, or MASLD, metabolic disorder associated with fatty liver disease. And the new name for the non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. I guess the name was changed because it was felt like non-alcoholic referred to what this condition isn't associated with, but excessive use of alcohol, instead of focusing on the root cause, metabolic dysfunction. Why do we have metabolic dysfunction? Well, to determine if you have metabolic dysfunction, doctors will look for the fat deposits in your liver, plus at least one of these other symptoms. All people that are obese, and I suggested before, up to 60% today of all adults and 18% of children are obese. So if you have obesity, if you are obese, you have a fatty liver disease and type 2 diabetes. Fasting blood sugar level over 100 and the A1C level higher than 5.7. These conditions are associated with fatty liver disease, as well as high blood pressure, high triglycerides, and low HDL. So now, if you have a high blood pressure, 130 over 85 or higher, you have a high risk of fatty liver disease. And if you have a triglyceride level, 150 or higher, another sign and symptom. And if you have a very low HDL, high density lipoprotein cholesterol, less than 40 for men and less than 50 for women. All of these facts, obesity, type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, high triglycerides, and low HDL are all signs and symptoms of fatty liver disease. So do you have fatty liver disease? You might, but not even know it. The fat buildup in the liver doesn't cause any symptoms. No more than fat on your body is causing you any symptoms. If you're overweight, or you even are a high risk of obesity, you don't have symptoms. The fat is not causing any side effects. But it is the common cause of most diseases. A fat buildup in the liver, remember, doesn't cause any signs or symptoms, especially in the early stages. You might have some abdominal discomfort or fatigue, but that's about it. The biggest risk factor is high blood sugar. High blood sugar levels, like type 2 diabetes, up to 60% of people with type 2 diabetes have, 60% have fatty liver disease. So if you're a type 2 diabetic and you're overweight, so is your liver. Your liver is gorged with fat. Why does that matter? Because your liver can't function anymore. And your liver has the responsibility of over 300 different metabolic functions in the body that are positive, that are healthy. And our liver weighs about 4 or 5 pounds, but it can weigh as much as 20 pounds or more in a fat person. So you've got about 80 or 90% of your liver functioning, not functioning rather, does not function. Anyone with high blood sugar should talk to their doctors about fatty liver disease. Not caused by alcohol, caused by high blood pressure, a low HDL, type 2 diabetes. So talk to your doctor. You might save yourself a tremendous amount of complications. But now there is good news. And it's not all bad. Now maybe you can catch it in time. Because fatty liver disease can be reversed by changing your diet. Because if changes in your diet and exercise are made in the early stages, studies have shown that 97% of people will return to a normal liver function if you have been classified as having fatty liver disease. You can reverse it. That's what I'm talking about, being able to take responsibility of our health. We can change what we're doing that caused the damage to reverse the damage. Even with advanced cases, 50% of people will still see significant improvement with dietary changes and exercise. But now there also is some very wonderful herbs that can make a huge change for a healthy liver. A combination of andrographis and French grapeseed extract and milk thistle. And I would say about 200 milligrams of andrographis, 100 milligrams of OPCs from French grapeseed extract, and 100 milligrams of milk thistle. This is a combination of a formula that's available in the United States. And take this twice a day, or three times a day. There's no side effects to either andrographis, French grapeseed extract, or milk thistle. But use the combination because it actually gives better results. Because andrographis reduces fat deposits in the liver by 33%. Just taking an herb like andrographis, which comes from India, reduces fat deposits in the liver by 33%. And in patients with fatty liver disease, grapeseed extract, the French grapeseed extract, reduced liver enzyme levels by 46%. And liver enlargement by 10%. And in human trials, clinical trials of patients with liver disease, when treated with milk thistle, reduced elevated liver enzymes by up to 30%. In some cases, returning liver enzymes to normal values. Now, change your diet. Get rid of the junk. Get rid of the carbohydrates and the sugar. We know sugar is bad for us, one of the worst things that you can put into your body. But all the carbohydrates are made from white flour, white sugar, and they're all converted to sugar. So the American diet is carbohydrates and sugar. Very little protein, very little high-quality fats. But reverse that. Get rid of the carbohydrates, get rid of the sugar, and increase your protein levels and your healthy fat like olive oil, macadamia nut oil, avocado oil. My choice is olive oil because it has the highest concentration of polyphenols that the other oils do not have. And if you can turn around by 33%, by 46%, by 30% with supplements like andrographis, French grapeseed extract, and milk thistle, along with your change of diet and exercise, you can have a healthy liver. It goes a long ways to improve the health of your body. Doesn't take very long either. About 3 months, maybe 6 months. But you're not going anywhere. You might as well take advantage of it. In just 3 to 6 months, you could have a brand new healthy liver with healthy liver enzymes. And then your body starts to work correctly and brings you back great health benefits that you probably have never seen in a long time. Change your diet. Change your health. That's number one. Food is your best medicine. And folks, I have to pause for a few minutes. I'm not going anywhere. I hope you don't either. But if you have to leave, have a fantastic day. But stay here. I have a lot more coming up right after these commercials. So stay where you are. I'm Terry Naturally, and this is Terry Talks Nutrition. We'll come back right after these messages. And welcome back, my friends. This is Terry Naturally. I'm the host of Terry Talks Nutrition. We have so much more coming up this portion of the program. We'll be here to the top of the hour. We have a lot more coming your way, a lot more reasons why you can be healthy and benefits that will outperform drugs. Natural products without side effects is certainly the clear way to go. Now, cancer prevention. Can we prevent cancer? There's an easy way, especially to prevent head and neck cancer. There are so many types of cancer, and they're all different. There will never, ever be a cure for cancer. I know that everybody is trying to find a way to cure cancer. They're spending billions and billions and billions of dollars for years looking for a cure for cancer. Some people have been cured, but we don't know why. Because drugs are not the answer to cure cancer. Now, there's an easy way to prevent the neck and head types of cancer. Now, the bare minimum of dental care, brushing and flossing your teeth regularly, twice a day, morning and night, was shown in a recent study to significantly reduce the risk of neck and head cancer. Simple. But do we do it? Researchers collected oral samples from 160,000 adults and followed their health records for 15 years. When they compared the samples from people who developed head and neck cancer versus people who didn't, they found 13 species of bacteria in the mouth that raised cancer risk by 30 to 50%. The bacteria in our mouth can increase the risk of cancer significantly, up to 30 to 50%. And also that bacteria can also cause heart disease and strokes. Your mouth is full of bacteria. Not only should you brush and floss your teeth, but use a really good natural essential oil mouthwash, like with thyme, T-H-Y-M-E, clove, oregano, tea tree oil, diluted with other carriers like olive oil or almond oil, and swish your mouth after each time you brush your teeth. So this is so important, because I don't know if you understand that the mouth is the body's most common entry point for bacteria and infection. Keep your mouth clean. There are over 700 million types of bacteria. Did I say that right? There are over 700 million types of bacteria in the mouth. In the human mouth, 700 million types of bacteria. And if you have any kind of receding gum or a cavity or any way that these bacteria can enter the bloodstream, will raise your risk of cancer, heart disease, and stroke. About half of the U.S. adults have already periodontal disease. Bacteria filled pockets between teeth and gums. Bacteria that start in the mouth then enter the bloodstream and travel to the far corners of the body. You know, we wash our hands to get rid of the bacteria. What are we doing for our mouth? So to keep your mouth healthy, brush, floss, use a tongue cleaner, and chew a capsule of cinnamon, thyme, clove, oregano oil twice daily. All these essential oils kill off all the bacteria and any chance of viral infection in the mouth. Your mouth is so important. That is the primary source of stopping bacteria from entering our body. Not the hands. You can wash your hands 25 times a day if you want. But all you need to do is twice daily clean the mouth, brushing, flossing, and chewing a capsule of cinnamon, thyme, clove, oregano oil twice daily. Now, people take a tremendous amount of prescription drugs. But prescription drug use by older adults is increasing drastically. And older adults use lots of prescription drugs. In fact, a new study that was out just this year reports that 90% of adults aged over 65 and over took a prescription drug in the last year. Previous data reported that 80% take at least two prescriptions a day, and 36% of adults take five or more prescriptions daily. Now, when you factor in over-the-counter medications, that is a lot of drugs. And drugs do not do anything for you. They don't make you healthy. If you follow natural practices, like I suggested about sinus inflammation, sinus infection, mouth bacteria, all of these common natural alternatives are more constructive for your health than prescribed drugs. And mostly common prescribed drugs for older adults are pain medications. There are natural pain medications like curcumin, boswellia, DLPA, and nattokinase. A prescription, you don't need it. You can buy it in a health food store to relieve pain. Better than drugs, more effectively than drugs, and no side effects. Antidepressants, another drug category. But you can stop depression with curcumin and saffron. How about acid blocking and acid suppressing drugs? You can do that with natural alternatives. You don't need statin drugs. The biggest myth in the history of medical prescriptions, statin drugs. You are meant to have a natural cholesterol level and not alter it by drugs. Blood sugar lowering drugs. You can do that with natural herbs to lower A1C and blood sugar levels, like Antonia. Antonia is a herb from Central America, from Mexico, that lowers blood sugar levels and A1C levels as well. We don't need drugs. Drugs is not the answer. Changing the diet, getting exercise, taking care of your mouth, taking care of your liver. All these go into a healthy body. And remember, another way to stay healthy is to turn off the lights at night. A new study that when we leave lights on at night can be very harmful to our health. Healthy volunteers were monitored as they slept in a laboratory overnight. Heart rate, breathing, sleep stage, and melatonin levels. The participants slept with IVs attached so blood could be drawn without waking them up. And the first night, the room was totally dark, no light on at all. The second night, a dim overhead light, equivalent to the brightness to a street light outside the window, caused some very serious side effects. Even though the participants slept with their eyes closed shut, the small amount of light on the second night led to a reduction in slow wave, rapid eye movement sleep. The sleep stages in most cases, most cellular renewal occurs. Heart rate was higher. Insulin resistance was increased. Melatonin levels were not significantly reduced, but melatonin secretion started later in the dim light room versus the dark room. Don't leave a nightlight on for your kids. Get dark drapes for your bedroom so they shut out all the light. You can't see a thing. And take melatonin. Melatonin is one of the best molecules you can take for your health. It's anti-inflammatory, antioxidant. Every cell in our bodies have a receptor site for melatonin. It's totally misunderstood. Yes, it does help to go to sleep, but that's not the only reason to take melatonin. I know many cancer patients that take very, very high levels of melatonin to stop the damage of the chemo and radiation. I've talked to some cancer patients, and they're taking up to 300 milligrams of melatonin before they do the chemo or radiation. And they have had no side effects of the chemo or the radiation. They have not lost their hair. They have not any damage. They look healthy. They respond and even have a high degree of energy. They're not fatigued. Melatonin is one of the most miraculous molecules that can ever be used as a supplement. I think everyone should take melatonin. Yes, our body does manufacture melatonin. The pineal gland in the brain produces melatonin as it gets dark. So sunset is when melatonin is released from the pineal gland. So you don't take melatonin an hour before bedtime. You take it at dusk, at sunset. That's when it is most productive. You will sleep better, but all the health of your body has been improved dramatically with melatonin. I'm so impressed with what melatonin can do that I wrote a book on melatonin. You can find it on Amazon. You can also find it on my website, terrytalksnutrition.com. It'll change your mind about melatonin. So now you want to keep your bedroom as dark as possible. Close the blinds, even by dark knockout curtains. It'll be so dark in your bedroom you can't even see your hand before your face. Turn off all the lights. And blue light is the most stimulating light and should not be allowed at all in bedrooms. That means televisions, screens, phones, computers. No televisions, no phones, no tablets, no laptops. If you want a good night's sleep, and if it's required, use a dim light near the floor, not at eye level. And consider a brown or orange bulb versus a blue or white bulb. It can improve your health quite significantly. How's your brain? Have you short-term memory? Did you hear something a few days ago and you can't remember what it was? Somebody brings up the same subject and I don't remember that. Did we talk about that before? Oh, I don't recall that. Greek mountain tea. Think you can't focus for long? You are probably right. In a 2004 study, researchers in California began testing the ability of people to focus on a screen. The average attention span was 2.5 minutes, just 150 seconds. And then repeating the same test a few years later, actually the attention span had declined to 75 seconds. And this year, the results show the average attention span is 47 seconds, a decline of almost 70% over 20 years. Block out the noise with Greek mountain tea. At one time, the shepherds in the mountains of Greece, tending their flock of sheep, were cold. They didn't have the resistance or the resiliency. They were tired, fatigued, foggy brain function. So they picked a weed. And now that weed is known as Greek mountain tea. And it has been shown in clinical studies to increase focus and concentration. It actually improved reaction time under stress by 50% in healthy individuals in the combination with B vitamins. Additionally, reduced cortisol levels by 17%, plus improved attention and reduced stress and anxiety in healthy adults aged 50 to 70 after just 28 days of using Greek mountain tea. Just take 500 milligrams of Greek mountain tea once or twice daily. And just after 28 days, you'll see a dramatic effect. Let's talk about the heart. AFib is becoming more common year after year. And actually, it's more common than anticipated. New study finds that AFib is 3 times more common than previously thought. 3 times. Back in 2005, it was predicted that about 3 million people today would be diagnosed with AFib. But new research finds that actual number is closer to 10 million people. The longer people live with many chronic conditions, such as high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, metabolic syndrome, obesity, sleep apnea, and other medical problems, the more likely they are to develop AFib, which is an irregular heartbeat. AFib increases the risk of stroke. Yes, by as much as 5 times versus normal heart function. And strokes associated with AFib tend to be more severe than strokes due to other causes. What can you do to eliminate or to at least help eliminate AFib? Stop with artificial sweeteners. They cause AFib. Artificial sweeteners cause AFib. Researchers at Britain found that adults who drank 3 to 4 artificially sweetened drinks per week, just 3 to 4 per week, not per day, per week, had a 20% higher risk of irregular heartbeat, AFib, just by drinking an artificially sweetened drink, and only 3 to 4 per week, not per day. Heart-healthy natural medicines that may be helpful for your heart and AFib First of all, magnesium. Magnesium works with calcium to keep your heart beating in a regular rhythm. And is also important in keeping blood pressure from getting too high. Another mineral that works synergistically with magnesium is zinc. Zinc deficiencies can also cause and play a role in heart conditions and diseases. Magnesium, zinc, and P5P, which is the biologically active vitamin B6. And magnesium requires B6 for its function. Grapeseed extract reduces high blood pressure, 300 to 600 milligrams daily. Protects the blood vessel walls from free radical damage and prevents the dangerous oxidation of LDL cholesterol. This means that grapeseed extract can help take some of the external pressure off the heart and allow it to beat more regularly and normal. So there are things we can do naturally. Talk to your doctor. Your doctor may require you to take a drug. Should you take a drug? Well, that's between you and your doctor. But you can always add magnesium and grapeseed extract. And magnesium with zinc and vitamin B6, called P5P. These two natural supplements can help reduce AFib. Now, you know, we sit all day. If you work in an office, you are probably sitting all day. I know a lot of offices now are putting in computer styles that you can stand and work on your computer and not sit all day. Standing does make a difference. Because sitting all day may actually kill you. Is sitting the new smoking? I guess that's what you could say. Smoking kills a lot of people. And now sitting is a new type of smoking. Is your chair as dangerous to your health as cigarettes? That is what some scientists think. Studies show that 25% of Americans sit for more than 8 hours a day, and that sitting that much raises your risk of diabetes by 112%, your risk of heart attacks, stroke by 147%. People who sit more can expect to live a few years less than those who move more regularly. One answer, coffee. In a new study using data collected over a 13-year period, researchers found that people who sat for 6 or more hours a day and regularly drank coffee were 1.5 times less likely to die prematurely versus people who sat that much but did not drink coffee. I know there are so many times when people said, don't drink coffee, don't drink coffee. And now coffee is becoming a natural substance that contains antioxidants, polyphenols, anti-inflammatories, that may explain why it cancels out the negative effects of sitting so long every day. Now, here's a couple of tips you want for relieving constipation. A new study, 80 adults aged 65 or older with chronic constipation were randomized to receive either a probiotic supplement or a placebo daily for 4 weeks. Result, no significant changes were seen in the placebo group. While the group taking a probiotic, nearly 25% reduced in their overall constipation symptoms. Frequency of bowel movements, abdominal pain, and bloating, including a 47% improvement in bowel frequency. Probiotics are an answer to constipation and diarrhea. An herbal combination that restores digestive function and relieves constipation. This herbal combination contains 800 milligrams of 14 different Ayurvedic herbs from India. So in 14 days, taking it before bedtime with water, the herbal group increased to 76% of participants having more than 3 bowel movements a week, no change in the placebo group. Additionally, 75% reduction in abdominal pain, abdominal gas, versus no change in placebo. 77% reduction in indigestion versus no change in placebo. And 70% reduction in acid reflux versus no change in placebo. And I would always add a tablespoon or two at every meal of olive oil. Olive oil will oil up. Actually, it really oils up the tubes, I guess you could say.